Congress authorized FEMA to come up with new maps nationwide back in 2001. And the reason for that is a lot of FEMA's maps nationwide were just outdated. Old maps, technically not up to date. So Congress authorized quite a bit of money over the next 5 to 10 years to update the United States, Dutchess County being one of them, of course, because the last maps in Dutchess County were done in 1984. Therefore, with maps being almost 25-plus years old, there's been new technology for the mapping. What we did with all of Dutchess County, our contractor used what we call a LIDAR technology. It develops 2-foot contours for the entire county of Dutchess. The accuracy is within 6 inches plus or minus. So the mapping for Dutchess County is about the best you could get and the latest state-of-the-art in existence right now.
Has the landscape changed over those 25 years to make this area more flood-prone?
There's been a lot of development in floodplain areas in Dutchess County, but more important, the old mapping that we utilized from the 1970s for the 1984 maps, the technology is just a lot more accurate. Back then, there might have been 10-foot contour intervals, and with 2-foot contour intervals with an accuracy of 6 inches, you're going to get a much better product. In addition, a lot of the flooding back in the 70s when we initially did the studies, once again, the newer technology provides better 100-year elevations, better information, better data, and a better computerized program to develop these elevations in Dutchess County. And we have worked over the period of a couple of years, we've worked with the state and local governments in and around Dutchess County in coordinating these studies. We held meetings with all the communities in Dutchess County, as well as conducting open houses where not only the village and town officials are invited, but local residents were also invited to come and see what the preliminary maps look like. And all this was done before the maps came out officially in November of 2011 and went effective in May 2nd, 2000.
Some of these people who have lived in these homes for 20, 30, 40 years will say, well, I've never had a flood. I can't believe this is happening to me. What's your response to them?
You know, it's not just the high spring flood we're talking about or something that happened in my lifetime. It's basically what we call a 100-year flood, or in layman's terms, a flood that has a 1% chance of occurring in any given year. In other words, a flood like this might not happen for 200 years, but there's even a chance that it could happen in 2 consecutive years. It all depends upon the probability and statistics. So, yes, that is correct. If a resident lived there 20 to 30 years, maybe he or she might not have experienced that 100-year flood. And that is the case in a lot of areas. Now, one of the floods of record throughout the Catskills just happened last year, and that was Tropical Storm Irene in September of 2011.